Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, he's from Advanced Window and Door Solutions, Matt Gesman. Matt, how you been?
Oh, great, Mike. How you doing?
Good. It's good to see you.
Good. You too. Beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, it is. You look a little tired to me today.
I am right? A little rough around the edges. You know, the window business has been crazy, like the entire remodeling businesses. Things are really booming, and it's going fast.
Man, well, you know what? Don't work too hard.
Well, I'm taking vacation. As of 9 a.m., I'm going to be on vacation for a week. So,
you know, I didn't.
This is my last little thing for the week.
I need you to sit in on the U Sports Show from 9 to 10, the high school football coaches show from 10 to noon, and then we're going to do a couple Faith in the Zone shows.
I'm going to give you my phone and have you talk to my wife. And if you run that by her, I'm all in.
You know,
because I could use the relaxation here.
I'm not going to call your wife. You go take your vacation.
How much do you know about the Texas Rangers? We need a host for the On Deck show later, too.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll get you. We'll keep him going.
Yeah. In fact,
I'll get the pipes warmed up this morning and go for it.
The overnights is open, too, so you can do the overnights. And, we'll get you home by Monday. How's that?
That sounds great.
Atta boy. This is Matt Gesman. I'm talking, indoor lacrosse. The Nary Foundation's got a pretty cool event coming up Friday, August 23rd, that we want to touch on before we introduce people to our special studio guest. It's a Sporting Clay fundraiser. Again, Friday, August 23rd, Waukesha Gun Club raising money for a really good foundation, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation.
Yeah, our foundation really serves more than just our Nary members. It serves the entire community. And with our Cancer House soiree that we did earlier this spring.
It's wonderful.
And we just are reaching into the community deeper and deeper. And this is a great, fun way for everybody, not just Nary members, but anybody in the public to have a great day, have fun shooting, out with other members, and also give to a great charity.
Yeah, and certainly the foundation does great stuff. If you're looking to go to a tech school, and in fact, our special in-studio guest, his daughter, Megan, is going to be going to a tech school. There is scholarships available that they're really hoping people fill out information
right,
to get some money to help them move forward into their career if they're going to get into, contracting, remodeling, home improvement, stuff like that. So go to the foundation, go to narymilwaukee.org and go to the foundation page. And there's a number of things that would be interesting to you if you're displaced, if you're looking to change careers, or you've got a son or a daughter that is going to be going to a tech school, that would I would highly recommend going and trying to get involved with the foundation, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation. And if you are somebody that goes out and shoots clay pigeons, hey, this outing on Friday, August 23rd will be fun.
It's a lot of fun. I don't know. If you haven't shot before, beginners, anybody can come out. And it's just a lot of fun getting with people who are in the trades, having a lot of good time, and shooting clay pigeons.
Hey, after that, and coming up quick, is the Home and Remodeling Show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. There's some information online at narymilwaukee.org. Ticket information, if you want to order tickets now, get a discount by doing that. But put that on your calendar. That's a big show for us.
It is a big show, and it's coming fast. October seems like it's a long way away, but it's coming so fast. And really, like I said before, I'm really busy in the window area, but all the contractors are busy. And I'll tell you, there's really a sense of urgency. If you've got a project coming up, you want to get something done, even this winter, if you've got a basement coming up or exterior remodeling that you want to try to sneak in before winter, I really recommend you give your NARE members a call now and get things in the works.
And at that show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th, again, at State Fair Park, and perfect segue, let's talk about timing and things like that. Mark Walmer, he is from David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. He's a remodeling specialist, interior architectural designer, and he's going to be a sideline reporter for my high school football game
so
of the week.
Cool.
I don't know if Jennifer's going to be happy with that, but oh well. You said, "Hey, I'm an empty nester."
I think she'll be happy. Just get me out of the house.
You know what? Yep. Maybe she'll join you at one or two.
I'm mowing
these
the
games.
Grass and go do something else for a while.
That's awesome. Our special in studio guest again. He is from David and Goliath Builders, DG Remodeling. He's Mark Walmer. Mark, it's good to meet you in person. How you been?
Good. How are you doing, Mike? Thanks for having me.
Busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys are really busy.
Yeah, crazy.
Hey, when Matt talked about, hey, if you want to get something done, maybe a small project before winter, but what's the timing for you guys right now?
We better get going.
Yeah, you got to get going
now. If you want it
done
before Christmas, we need to go now.
And so if somebody says, look, I'm going to be hosting Christmas, and I don't want a full kitchen remodel, but what I'm looking for is some ideas on how to just spruce up my kitchen, whether it's new cabinets, new backsplash, you know, things like that. Do they still have time if they do it, if they call you on Monday?
If they call me on Monday, maybe.
Maybe.
Yep. Well, you know, our process, it starts in your home. It's a long process. We try to make sure that all of our T's are crossed and I's are dotted before we go into a contract. You know, there's planning to do, there's plans to draw, there's selections to do. All that stuff has to be done before we can ever even think about going for a permit.
Yeah, so let's... look, if you're going to do something for Christmas, this is going to be tough.
Right. Yeah.
If
right.
you're looking to do something for spring of 2020, now would be a great time to call you guys.
Now is a great time.
Right.
You know, they have when spring comes around, we have, you know, the NARE spring show.
Right.
And then we have the there's another show that we do in the spring too, and it's a challenge to get people onto the building schedule.
So do it now, and look, if you have some time and you have interest, I'm a big fan of this website. I was telling these guys, I spent a lot of time on davidgoliath.com, davidgoliath.com. Before we go any further, the name of the company is David and Goliath. Why?
The company was started by Dave and Ann Rodrigues. Goliath was actually Dave's dog.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, a black German short hair. And his loyal companion for years. So they started it together.
And David and Goliath.
Yeah, David and Goliath. And now we're actually on David and Goliath 2.0. We have we do say we because he's in the office almost every day,
sure,
creating havoc in all the garbage cans. But yeah, now they have a new dog. I think he's maybe two years old now.
That's perfect.
Yep.
And hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
And so David and Goliath, that's where that came from. And davidgoliath.com is the website. And as we go through the show, I'm going to talk a lot about some of the blogs that Ann has written.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you when you first walked in, I've got 8 of them that I printed out. We're never going to get to all of them.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
And she puts in some really good information and has a keen insight into this business.
You know, she's been around for a long time. Not saying she's old,
no,
but
I wouldn't,
she's been in the business for a long time. There's not many situations she hasn't seen. A really good resource for myself. You know, I've been doing this for, what do we say?
25 years.
I still use her as a resource when I get into situations that, you know.
I just got a text from Ann. Said, you got to leave now. We're going to talk about your company without you anymore because you're no longer allowed on the show that she said she's been around a long time. In all kidding aside, the blogs, and we're going to talk about a couple of them later in the show that I just thought were really good knowledge for people, for consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and probably for contractors, there's some things in there for contractors that they may read that go, ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And and again, we'll talk about that later in the show. Let's talk about your background, if we can, Mark. You had owned your own company for a long time.
I did, yeah.
And then decided, you know what, it's time I want to work for somebody else for
a
bit.
It's time to get away from doing all the accounting and everything from 7 o'clock until midnight and then get up and do it the next day. So. It was just time for me to shut that down and move on with Dave and Ann.
Hey, so you grew up where? Up near Madison?
I grew up near Madison.
And, yep. and have you always been in this business?
Summer jobs, I was a rough carpenter. So yes, I've actually built houses pounding every single nail. Nail guns whatsoever. And then I went to college. I was supposed to be an elementary school teacher, but I decided that architecture was a better way for me to go.
Okay.
And then when I got done with school at UWM, I became a rough carpenter again. And then learn how to do the drawing with AutoCAD at night. And then when I got my associate's degree in AutoCAD, the people I was working for brought me into the office and started designing custom homes.
Can you see things? And I think it's a gift. I do, because I don't have it. You can see things before they're done.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And that's such... It is. It's a gift that some people... A few people, I think, have it to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
If you put three different colors on the wall next to us and said, pick one, I can't visualize what it's going to look like until it's just about done.
Yeah.
You know, there's about three quarters of it's done, and then I can finally start to visualize it. You utilize that gift that you've been given.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, I can see it, and, you know, it's always been a challenge in the past how to give that vision over to a client. In this day and age of doing things on the computer and 3D design and modeling and all that kind of stuff, you can show them what it's going to look like before they ever do a project.
Your industry, Matthew,
it's amazing.
His industry has changed so much in the last...
Some of these blueprints can be nearly photorealistic. It almost looks like they took a picture of what your kitchen is, but it doesn't exist. Yeah. It's just what your kitchen could be. And it's just incredible how to help you visualize your dreams.
Those days of you taking out a napkin and drawing stuff, you don't need and you've done it. You know done it over the years, but you don't have to do that anymore.
Well, we don't even print out drawings anymore at the initial consultation. After a preliminary design is done, we have them come into the office, and in our selection center, we have a large screen TV up on the wall, and we just take it through them on the computer.
Wow. Speaking of that, and really good timing, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, can we go through your process? And we'll kind of go through it as far as that first meeting, all the way through to product selections to getting this thing done.
Yep.
And hey, there's two different companies, but all in the same office, same building, correct?
Right. David and Goliath is the parent company.
Right.
DG Remodeling is the offshoot of David and Goliath for just remodeling.
And David Goliath does new homes.
Correct.
They do new homes. D&G Remodeling does the remodeling side. And same owners, same, right? Same dog, the whole bit.
Exactly.
He's Mark Walmer. He is with David and Goliath Builders, DG Remodeling. They're located in Pewaukee. You can go to davidgoliath.com. davidgoliath.com is where you're going to want to go. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, Mike. Phenomenal. Get on our yacht.
Music is brought to you by Matt Gesman, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. He is just a special one, I'll tell you that. Our special in-studio guest, Mark Walmer, David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. He's a remodeling specialist and interior architectural designer. And go to davidgoliath.com for more information. So let's talk a little bit about the process, if we can, Mark. You know, every company, I think, does it a little bit differently. They do it the way that it works for them. And let's talk about that process with DG Remodeling, if we can. That initial in-home meeting is kind of how it starts, right?
That's where we start. Our process always starts in the home. You know, people, you know, we'll meet people at the Nary Show, and they'll kind of describe what they want. And you can get an idea of what they're looking for, but until you get into their home and you start walking around the house with them and getting their ideas and kind of formulating your own ideas and telling them what's possible and what's not possible, you know, that's where we have to start. You know, from there, we do an as-built plan. We, you know, that's especially important. Kitchens, baths, you know, additions, we need to know where windows, plumbing fixtures are. We need to know where bearing walls are if we're going to be opening up some stuff. So we got to get in the house.
So when they call, Mm-hmm. When they call out and say, "Hey, I heard Mark on the show. I want to have Mark come out and we want to redo our kitchen."
Yep.
Is there a part of the home that you like doing the most?
Kitchens. Kitchens are always, especially, you know, they're challenging. There's a lot of stuff that goes into them. You can make them very personalized.
Sure.
People always ask me, how do you design? What do you design? I'm like, my designs are totally driven by the homeowner. What do they like?
Okay.
What's their taste? I design around that.
Are you willing to at times say to the homeowner, "Look, I don't think that's a good idea"?
I do all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think you have to.
And whether they take my advice or not, that's completely up to them.
No, I want pink backsplash. Right. No, pink is my favorite color. Right.
Well, I always say, after a couple months of me being in the house and remodeling their kitchen, I drive away and they stay behind. So they have to like it. It doesn't matter what I like.
Hey, getting back to the process. So you see, you sit and step number two then. After mm-hmm. you come to my kitchen
yep.
and I tell you what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. then you leave and then come back, or I come to you, or how does that work?
I leave. I go do a design. An initial design, and then from that design, I do a preliminary scope of work, and then I bid out that project based on other projects that are similar to that.
When do we start talking budget?
At the second meeting.
So I think that's important.
At the initial meeting, I kind of give them ideas of what I think it's going to cost based on other projects that are similar to that.
Good.
I know that the Smiths down the street did a kitchen that was similar to it. It cost them X amount of dollars. I think you're going to be in that range. And at that point, they can have they have the choice of telling me, "Yep, let's go forward and let's do a design," sure. or "Let's back off."
So good. I like that, because I don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste my time.
Right.
And if I've got $12,000 and I want a full kitchen remodel, you're not the guy for me.
Correct.
In fact, nobody is the guy for me at that point.
Correct.
But sometimes I don't know that because I'm watching these shows on TV going, mm-hmm. wow. They got that done for $14,000.
We remodeled the whole house for $100,000 in 6 weeks.
Yeah, it took them 6 weeks.
Right.
Right. So there are times I'm sure you've got to have difficult mm-hmm. conversations, and I like that you start with that. So at least I know that, am I in the ballpark? Am I not in the ballpark?
You know, one of the questions I ask new homeowners now is, okay, which HGTV programs do you listen to or do you watch?
Yeah.
Right.
So then I get an idea, okay, is your budget going to be realistic, or is it not going to be realistic?
Do you think those shows are good for your business or bad?
I do. I think they're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I like them. I watch them all the time.
You do.
I'll watch Joanna Gaines put up her shiplap all day long if I have.
It's
the
all white too, isn't it? For the most right. I watch that show too. My wife loves that show. The other show she really likes is when people are moving somewhere out of the country.
Mm.
You know, they're moving from Idaho to France, and they want a place big enough so they can entertain all their friends. They don't know anybody.
They don't have
it
any
drives
friends.
My wife nuts. She'll be like, what are they thinking? They don't need all that space. They don't even speak the language. They have no friends over there. Anyway, I'm sorry to cut you off. So the design and then the budget. So now you come back and you have the design and you guys then
we always have
in.
The second meeting is always in our office.
Okay.
So then I can, like I said before, I put their design up on the screen. You know, we look at the floor plans first. We kind of walk through the project. This is where, this is where this was. This is where it is now, da, da, da. And then I get right into the 3Ds and I show them in 3D.
Oh,
and we look at them from all different angles. Oh, what if we change this color? What if we do this? What if we do that?
What is, if there is a normal, if there's not, please tell me, but mm-hmm. the approximate time between that, you're at my house
mm-hmm.
and then I'm coming to your office. How much time normally is between
we
that?
We try to get that done in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's based on, how many other designs we have going, but yeah, we try and get that, get you guys back in and take a look at everything in at least 2 weeks.
Wow, I bet Jennifer doesn't mind you spending some nights at the office, huh? If you want to get
I think
out.
You got to.
No wonder you want to do that Friday night show with me. She does not want you home.
Not at all.
No, she does too. So you guys, did you have them sign an agreement at that point?
If they want to move forward from there, we do a walkthrough agreement. So once they've seen the preliminary budget,
right.
The design, and they want to move forward from there, we do a walkthrough agreement. We take it. That's the first time we take a deposit from them.
Okay.
And our walkthroughs are when we I bring my carpenters over, my mechanical people over, and they start bidding out your job specifically for you.
Hey, speaking of, you guys have good carpenters over by you?
We do.
You do.
We do. Yeah.
You're not gonna blast them or anything.
I'm not gonna throw them under any buses.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because we had that conversation in our pre-show meeting. You don't want me to tee that up for
I
you?
I will always make my carpenters look good.
Yeah, there you go. They're as good as they could. You told me in that. Look, these are the best of the best.
They are. You know, we have, gosh, I can't even think of how many carpenters we have now, but they're either working on new homes together as a big group, or once we have remodeling jobs, we can split a couple of them off, and they can do remodels, and they do demo, and they do finished carpentry, they do rough carpentry, they do everything.
That's so important. You know, a lot of contractors, they'll simply do that. They'll subcontract out another crew. You know, you'll be buying your project from company X, but company Y will be doing the work for you. And I think it's really great when a company has their own carpenters and they can do a lot of that in-house. It really keeps their controls in. They can keep a lot of that control and keep the quality up.
And not just carpenters. We have two masons on staff. So if we're doing additions, or we're doing a remodel that has a fireplace and we need some stonework done on it, we have those guys on staff as well.
That's impressive.
Really impressive. He's Mark Walmer, David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling, davidgoliath.com for more information. And there's some really cool pictures on that website, along with the blogs. And I promise, if Ann's listening, I'm going to get to a couple of those because it's really impressive to me. And you can find these at davidgoliath.com. We've got a couple of minutes in this segment. So after that, the next step, you guys sign this walkthrough agreement, and you get a deposit. Is it 50%, 25%, depending on?
It depends on the size of the project and the cost of the project. It's usually, you know, like a kitchen is $1,000.
Okay.
Bathrooms are $500. I think it's an agreement that, yes, we're going to go through the work to bid out your project. So then, once we get into the actual contracts,
right,
that initial deposit becomes part of your down payment.
See, I think that's important, and I'll tell you why. Now the consumer, me, now I've got a little sweat equity in the game, right?
Yep.
I like you. We've agreed on some things. I love the work you've done. I'm looking at this beautiful, and now, this is a big step. I'm going to write you a check for $1,000. Now I'm in. Right? And I think that's a really good plan on your part.
Yeah, it works out well. Nobody is, really balks at it.
You have hundreds of hours to get to that. If you add up all the subs and everything to estimate that project, it's amazing how many hours of labor go in to bring a project just up to a firm number.
Absolutely. And I think I'm pretty good at the whole estimating part of it. But until I get a plumber into a project,
right,
or an electrician,
HVAC guy to see what's existing.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, but they do it every day,
right?
And so they may see things that I don't,
right?
And I like to be able to account for that in a bid up front.
And we'll go through this quickly because we've got about 2 minutes. So then everything, the presentation, designs, floor plans. Okay, that's the next step, correct?
Yep.
And then you're going to get solid on what the estimate's going to be.
Correct. So what we have that walkthrough, and then while the guys are bidding it, I have everybody, the homeowner, come back into the office. We have our selection center there, so we go through and I either sit down with Ann, who's one of the owners, or Sharon, who's one of our remodeling specialist. She helps me and my clients do all the selections, whether it's cabinets, countertops, plumbing fixtures.
Boy, she's important to that company.
We have everything. Yeah. We have everything right there. We're not sending people out into the world to do their own selections. We have people on staff that help you do
that. That's awesome.
We're going to get to a break. And I've told this story. My wife and I were having new cabinets put in our kitchen, and we had to go get the hardware. It almost put me in a home. Mark, it almost put me. I was in the fetal position, going no mas. I thought we were going to go have dinner before. Let's go to a big box store. We'll pick out the hardware. We'll go have dinner. There's 7,000 choices. I'm not kidding. I was sweating, and I said, I'm going to the car. you pick it, honey, whatever mm-hmm. you pick, I'll like. I got in the car, and I'm not kidding, I was rocking like this. So that's why it would be great to be able to work with you guys, because I could not. It drove me absolutely nuts. He is Mark Walmer. David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. They're located in Pewaukee. DavidGoliath.com is their website. DavidGoliath.com. And give Mark a call on Monday if you want. If you're thinking on something for spring. Or even, I guess, winter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
January, February, March might be able to get it in.
The guys like to do lower levels in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they. Yeah, they're going to. Again, you're out of here. I'm going to get a text here any minute. They don't want it. And no outside stuff come February, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's get them into a basement and let them work inside.
There you go. There you go. Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Your starting lineups for the Wisconsin Badgers. Don't start crying over there. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Matt Gesman, Advanced Window and Door Solutions, our special and studio guest, Mark Walmer. David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. He's a remodeling specialist. Go to davidgoliath.com. They're located in Pewaukee, but you guys all over southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, we see a 50-mile radius of our office, which kind of sometimes puts us out in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, right. That's all right. They need help there, too. Hey, so, I want to get through quickly the rest of the process, and I don't mean to rush you on this.
Yep.
But so now we've gotten to the point that we've agreed on everything. So I've signed the contract with you guys. What's the next step?
Our subcontractors are finalizing their bids for your project. We're getting the numbers back for all of your product that you've selected. I put that all together into a great big package. I update the scope and make sure all the information is in there. We do the contracts, and away we go.
And depending on what the project is, depending on how much time it's going to take.
Correct.
Are you day-to-day at a project? Are you pop in once a week? Do you pop in? So this is one of your projects. Mm-hmm. How often do I see you as a consumer?
You see me. You see somebody from my company virtually every day, whether it's one of my carpenters who's then getting back to me, whether it's Dave going out and looking at jobs, whether it's myself stopping by and taking a look at it as well.
Are you considered the project manager at that point?
Yes, absolutely. I do all of the scheduling of time.
Yeah, then you're the project manager.
I do all the scheduling of product being there. You're absolutely.
You should put that on your business card. Because you're also a project manager, pal. I don't know if you know that.
I was hoping nobody would tell me.
You are. And I don't know if they're going to give you a raise or anything, but they can put it on your business card.
With all that being said, I mean, you're not just hiring me. You're hiring the company. We have, we have Kelly that does all of the paperwork stuff. I have Dave there that's always going to be behind the scenes as far as the production goes. We have Ann and we have Sharon that's helping with selections, and Sharon's doing her own jobs. And
who answers the phone?
Kelly.
She was so kind to me when I called the other day.
And now we have Patty, who's on staff, that's helping with all the production stuff. So you're getting a whole company.
You guys are still looking, too. Everybody's looking.
Everybody needs help.
Everybody needs help.
Yep.
Man. Hey, so how often, and I know this firsthand, about midway through the project, do people go, oh, no, what have I done? And then at the end, they're like, thank you so much.
Everybody has that time of regret, and it's always around drywall time.
It is,
isn't
it?
Strange how that works.
It's strange how that works.
Because we've been there, the mechanical guys are there, and nobody enjoys coming home after work and seeing, 200 feet of wire pulled.
Right.
It's not fun.
Nope.
But once the drywall gets started, then we get into, a little bit of painting, and then the cabinets are installed, and then you get ramped up and get excited again.
Hey, can you go to an open house, somebody that works with your wife, and they say, hey, we bought a new home and it's an open house. Can you just walk in and enjoy yourself, or are you looking at everything in that house?
I look at everything.
Uh-huh. You are.
I can't walk upstairs anymore without counting how many steps.
Oh, you are such a freak. That's good for you. You're part of that. This is your business, man.
Yeah, 14 steps. That's an 8-foot ceiling down there.
I'm not a fun guy to watch a basketball game with, because I watch off the ball and I'm like, are you kidding me? People are like, what? did you see how he tried to set that pick? He can't set that pick on that. And they're like, oh, I'm not watching the game with you. And if there's a good out-of-bounds play, I stop, rewind, take notes. Yeah, my son used to go to bed. My wife just shakes her head and walks away. So I can't imagine that's with you. Hey, one of these blogs, and we're going to finish up on the process, but I wanted to get to this one because this one really rings home with me. And I want to thank Ann for writing this. 8 things not to do when remodeling or building a house.
Yeah.
Because I do this show, Mark, not because I know a lot in this business, but because I do the show, a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, I need some help. Mm-hmm. I have an issue. I was having my house, the siding done, and we came out and agreed. I wrote the guy a check for half of it, and I can't get a hold of him again.
Right.
I don't know where he is. And so I right away go, look, you get an area contractor. Because that stuff's not going to happen. But some of the things that is in this blog, and again, you can find this blog that Ann wrote at davidgoliath.com. 8 things not to do in remodeling or building a house. Number one is make sure you set a realistic budget. Yep. Don't set an unrealistic budget. Mm-hmm. And I think that's first and foremost, like we talked about, if you've got 12 grand, you're not going to get a full kitchen remodel.
Don't set your budget off of HGTV.
Right.
You know, take a look at what things cost in your area.
Get your ideas there, but not your idea of budget.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the key. Number two, don't ask for references and or see previous work. You have to go do that.
Yep. You know, I would say not 100%, but close to it, of the people that I work with ask for references.
Well, and you know what?
Or already know me personally.
And her first line is, would you hire a babysitter, a cleaning person, or cardiologist? Without a reference? No, 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 and no. Then why do homeowners consistently spend enormous amounts of money on home repairs or building projects without getting a reference or seeing a previous job that somebody has done?
Right. You have to hire somebody you trust. We have access to your house for the duration of your project.
Right.
You have to be able to trust us. You know, we're going to put a lockbox on your front door with a key in it. Our carpenters, my subcontractors will have access to your house. You have to trust me.
Right. It's that relationship that you're going to have. And like you say, it's going to be an intrusion into your home for a long period of time. You've got to have that comfort zone there. And getting those referrals and talking to people who have gone through the process with D&G will really help you solidify your selection.
And, you know, we have to be compatible. We almost become friends because, I mean, you're going to see me every day.
No, I'm dating.
Right.
You for 6 months. Number three, and this fits right into that. You know what? You might want to get more than one bid. A popular wisdom regarding business is to get at least 2 and throw at the highest bid and go with the lowest one. She's like, look,
no,
you don't do that. But shopping your project on prices alone is just a huge mistake. But because we're going to spend a lot of time together, and again, you're married, I'm married, we're not really dating, just so you know, but we're going to spend a lot of time together, let's make sure that we're comfortable.
Absolutely.
And look, there's times that maybe you're not going to be comfortable with me because my expectations might be, unrealistic, and I might be calling you 17 times every minute, so... Yep. I think that's really important too.
Well, I've actually had a situation where I told a potential client or a homeowner, you know what, I don't think we're the best fit. We just didn't get along personality wise. I didn't feel comfortable being able to tell that person any, you know, some type of bad news.
Right. I think that's a huge important that you can recognize that and understand that. Hey, it's just if it's not going to work now, it probably won't end up working. Let's just.
Right.
How did your mom take that? She was okay with that? Or
Christmas was a little frosty the next year. Yeah.
Christmas was a little frosty. Make sure you get a written contract or estimate. This one is my favorite because there's so many times that, again, when the people come up and say, hey, this roofing contractor, well, do you have the contract? What does the contract say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't get a contract. You didn't get a contract.
Right.
I didn't get a contract. We just shook hands and he wrote this down on a napkin that he'll be here at, 8 o'clock on the 17th. And it's now the 24th and I haven't heard back from him.
Yep.
Get a contract.
Ladies and gentlemen, contractor is the name of who you're doing business with. They're contractors. They perform work under contract. You should sign a contract, go through it.
And as a contractor, as a reputable contractor, I want a contract to protect me from a homeowner.
Right.
Of course.
I'm a member of NARI that holds me to a specific standard. Homeowners are not part of any organization that holds them to a standard.
Right.
You know, and I love the, as a homeowner, a contractor, I love the safety net of working with NARI members.
Yeah.
You know what? You hear commercials with me all the time that I've worked with Creative Construction of Wisconsin or J&J Contractor, Pella Windows and Doors, you know, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had an issue. But if it ever came to it, Matt, and you're representing NARI here.
All right.
We're going to talk it out. But if we can't, we can go to NARI together and they'll work it out for us.
We've got a whole process in place at NARI to help resolve any conflicts. And that's one of the great things with doing business with a NARI member is you have that resource available.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll continue on this blog. Look at all this paperwork that I have.
And that's
awesome. You tell Ann that she has to send you back in because I've got 900 more questions for you on these really good blogs that she has written. You can take a look at these. DavidGoliath.com. DavidGoliath.com. When you're there, Mark's his bio is there. You can get pictures of everybody and get their bios. This is a really good company located in Pewaukee. And again, DavidGoliath.com. He's Mark Walmer. He's with David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
She's a good girl.
Oh, welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window Door Solutions. Hey, you couldn't make the NARI golf outing this year.
I couldn't, unfortunately. Things have been way too busy in the window business. I couldn't step away for the day.
I've got a second chance for you to play.
That sounds great. Hey, what do you got?
It's time for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. Coming up September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to golf with guys from The Fan and other local celebrities. $125 for a great day of golf. We'll provide breakfast, lunch, dinner from Perkins, Robert Specialty Meats, and Saz's. Get all the details now and sign up at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Sounds great.
You know, I've played in this thing. So what I tell them, because they're like, hey, you know, we're going to put you on. You're an on-air guy. And I go, look, if you need me, I'll play.
Right.
But if you don't, it's okay. So I've played, and there are years that we don't get enough celebrities, so they throw me in. How'd you like to pay $125 a piece for a foursome and get me? You know, that's what I think.
There wouldn't be a lack of conversation.
No, there would not. And
you got to
would...
think better of yourself, Mike. That'd be great.
Well, I know, but you know what? I hope we get Leroy Butler. Oh, we got McGivern.
Come on,
even I would be disappointed.
Come on, coach.
Come on, coach. You know what was great?
And it's not even John McGivern.
Oh, damn. Twist.
Wow.
Damn, the knife goes deep.
Wow. So if you want remodeling, let me tell you who not to call.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Walmer, that hurt me. You know how many times? Aren't you John McGivern's brother? Yes. Is he funny all the time? Yes. Oh, I watch his show every week. Do I look familiar? No. I go, I'm on his show every week.
I do the sports segment. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, tell him I said hi. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's just brutal. Hey, the last couple of points from Ann's blog, and I would highly recommend that you go to that website, David and Goliath, DavidGoliath.com, DavidGoliath.com, and take a look at some of these blogs that I definitely wanted to go through. A couple of them, what is the perfect floor plan for me? Why obtaining multiple bids on your remodeling project just doesn't add up? Really good things that mm-hmm. Ann has written. After you get the estimate and you get written timelines and things like that, you make sure that you have all that. Get lien waivers. And number seven, have a clear plan or understanding of what you are getting, which mm-hmm. is really important.
Yeah, you know, we have our scope of work as our Bible. You know, in that scope of work, it's not only what we're going to do, but kind of the order in which it's going to happen.
Right.
So I always tell people, if you're having questions about what's going on or what's going to happen next, you can go right to the scope and it's going to tell you.
Last one, communicate with your contractor. And we have talked about that, how important it is to communicate with okay, what's going on today? Mm-hmm. Or if they have questions,
yep.
you're going to pick your phone up.
Yeah. You know,
well, your sound is on, right?
This.
Right. I should pick it up. Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. It's a little inside joke. Gasman has to turn the sound on. The alarm or the you can't hear your you just look at it a lot.
It vibrates and I feel it and yeah. I can see it. If not, there's voicemail.
All right, there you go. And you'll call it back.
I'll get it back.
You on the other hand,
in this day and age of cell phones, I mean you have calls, you have texts, you have emails, it's at your fingertips. You know, if you call me at 8 o'clock at night, you may not get an answer, but I'm in the office by 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the next morning. So
we'll get tavern in the Heartland area or something. Yeah. Do you live in the Heartland area, by the way?
I do.
I see the shirt. So hey, in that blog that Ann wrote again, the eight things not to do when remodeling or building a house. One of the last things that she says, and I underline this. Most importantly. Make sure you are comfortable with the people you're working with. Mm-hmm. Remember, the best relationships are built on trust and mutual respect, not price.
Correct.
100% I agree with her.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's a really good writer.
You know, when you're looking at different remodelers, I mean, it's hard to do to look, especially when you're talking about, you know, a kitchen remodel where you have different designs and different ideas and you're trying to compare apples to apples, but it's hard to do, you know, when you have to kind of go with your gut on it and, make sure you're getting what you want, but make sure that you trust the people you're working with.
Right.
Hey, do you get asked a lot for people that go to your website? Is DG Remodeling too high end for us? Because it's a really classy website. It looks good. Mm-hmm. Do you get asked that when people call and say, hey, look, I'm not looking, you know, for the high end, but it has such a class look to it.
We do. We have it does have a nice look to it. I'll give Ann credit on that as well. But
next time we'll have Ann come in. I mean, I've talked about Ann the whole time here. Sorry about that.
She had her chances.
Yeah, plus she wouldn't cut on me for being John McGivern's brother. Well, maybe she would.
She might.
She might?
Yeah.
Okay, she's out too then. Anyway, so do you get it? I'm sure you get asked that
We do. You know, we get the question a lot, well, is this project too small for you? And you know, and sometimes they are. You know, with the skilled craftsmen that we have, yes, we can do everything. But sometimes we're not your best use of money. Maybe you know somebody, you know, a smaller company is a better job for you know your job is better for a smaller company that you know it's one guy's doing all the work. We have our systems in order to be able to handle all sizes of projects.
But you don't want to come in and replace a sink.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
But
probably not
the best use of money. And you'll tell people that.
Absolutely.
You have no issues with that.
Nope, not at all.
I think that's really important.
Right.
Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes left. What do you love? You have such a passion, Mark, for this business. Mm-hmm. And I love that, you know, when you talk about it, your eyes light up and you're like, hey, this is what I do and I love it.
Yep.
What about this industry that you're in do you love so much?
You know, I like the customer that says, you know, I want to do my kitchen, but there's really not much we can do with it. So I like going in there
challenge.
Going, oh, we can do a lot. We can move this wall. We can do that. We can move, you know, you have to ask the questions. What do you like about your kitchen? What do you not like about your kitchen? What works well? What doesn't work well? And then you take all that information and you do your best to blow their mind.
Man, that's good. I love. I'm sure you get invited to housewarming parties when the project's done. Come on over. We've got a bunch of family members.
Yep.
And what a great feeling that must be when they say, "Look, this was our dream kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and you provided this dream kitchen for us."
You know, it's fun to watch people's pride in their own home again. You know, they're excited to have people come over. They're excited to have, you know, to tell the story of how it happened. Oh, and then my sink used to be there, and now it's over here, and doesn't that work so much better? And look at all the light that comes in now that we have all these windows.
Hey, last question. We got to redo some things on Nary. What keeps you up at night for this kind of industry? Are there certain jobs that keep you up a little bit at night?
I'm a really good sleeper.
You are. Well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, I come from a long line of really good sleepers.
Really?
Yeah. Good, I leave it at the office.
So you're comfortable with, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well,
good for you.
Yeah.
You got to talk about your secret after Andy, this show.
Tell Ann to come in next time. Okay. Right now, you're starting to tick me off a little bit. Hey, don't forget about that Sporting Clay fundraiser. For Neri Foundation, Friday, August 23rd at the Waukesha Gun Club. And certainly the Home and Remodeling Show coming up October 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. Matthew, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you
get
as well.
Get on that vacation, pal.
I can't wait. I'm 5 minutes away.
You bet. Well, you should have a lot of fun. Mark, it's nice to
Thank
meet
you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
it. You bet. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.